Thank you very much. At this time, Reverend David Miller is going to come and open our ceremony this afternoon in a word of prayer.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of living in a free America where we can come and do what we're doing this afternoon with no fear. We thank you for our heritage. We thank you for the privilege we have for just being here today. God, we pray that as we celebrate who we are as Americans, we also celebrate who we are in Jesus, and that we bring honor and glory to you from what we do today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, again, I'd just like to take a moment and welcome you to our concert this afternoon. This is our third, not quite annual, 4th of July concert. It is our third one. We were doing real well for 2 years, and then last year COVID hit, so we had to not have the concert last year, so we're back this year. Glad to see a nice crowd out today. Feel free today. We'd like to make it kind of almost like a picnic atmosphere. We're not outside. We're inside where it's fairly cool anyway. But feel free to sing along. Feel free to clap along with the songs if you'd like to. If you feel so moved and want to get up and do a little dance, I guess you can get up and do a little dance if you'd like. But we want you to enjoy the concert and have some fun. The band you see up here in front of you today, the core group is the Central Baptist Wind Ensemble. We play here for special music on occasion. But we're also very thankful to have some other members of our community here with us today, helping us out, giving us a nice big full band for our concert. So this afternoon, we're here to celebrate our flag, our country, and the freedom that we're so blessed to have here in the United States. And we all know Christopher Columbus is credited with discovering, at least for the Europeans, what is now known as North America back in 1492. Many other explorers followed over the years, and in 1607, the first successful English colony was established at Jamestown. Those early colonists came looking for opportunities and wealth for their families and for the kingdom. 13 years later, in 1620, the Pilgrims arrived and established the second successful English colony in the United States. These colonists had left England looking for religious freedom. Today, we still have people coming to these United States looking for opportunities and freedom. The colonies prospered and expanded over the next 140 years, but remained under the control of England. As the colonies prospered, the colonists began to resent the control of the king and the taxes imposed on them without representation of their interests in England. By 1775, the first shots of war were fired at Lexington and Concord. The Second Continental Congress met in 1776, and in June of that year appointed a committee to draft a declaration to be sent to the King of England. On July 4th, 1776, after a unanimous vote by the Congress, the President of the Congress, John Hancock, signed the Declaration of Independence, and Independence Day was officially born. And you heard that correctly, it was a unanimous vote of Congress. That might have been the last unanimous vote of Congress we've had, but it was a unanimous vote of those 56 congressmen at the time. Although celebrated almost annually every year after that first day, Independence Day was not declared an official government holiday until 1870. But as we all know, freedom was not won simply by signing a piece of paper. War raged on for another 7 years until the British finally surrendered at Yorktown on September 3rd, 1783. Thousands of early patriots gave their lives to gain freedom from England, and over the year, over a million more have died fighting to keep us a free nation. In that early part of our history, armies went to war accompanied by drums and fifes, or flutes. They used these instruments to signal movements to the troops, sound the hours and alarms, and play popular music throughout the march. Today, we're honored to have members of the Guilford Courthouse Fife and Drum Corps with us to play some of this music for us.
Thank you. I am the nation. I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offer freedom to the oppressed. I am many things in many people. I am the nation. I am more than 330 million living souls and ghosts of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard around the world. I am Washington and Jefferson and Patrick Henry. I am John Paul Jones and Davy Crockett. I am General Lee and Grant. I am Abraham Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over. I left my heroic dead in Flanders fields, on the bleak slopes of Korea, and in the streaming jungle of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheat farms of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate and the Grand Canyon. I am Independence Hall. I am the Monitor and the Merrimack. I am big. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific. My arms reach out to embrace Alaska and Hawaii, 3 million square miles throbbing with industry. I am more than 5 million farms. I am forest and field and mountain and desert. I am quiet villages. I am small growing towns. I am cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia. You can see Betsy Ross with her needle. You can see the lights of Christmas as the calendar turns. I am 130,000 schools and colleges. I am 380,000 churches where my people worship God as they think best. I am a ballot dropped in a box. I am the roar of a crowd in a stadium. I am the voice of a choir in a cathedral. I am Eli Whitney and Stephen Foster. I am Tom Edison, Albert Einstein. I am Billy Graham. I am Will Rogers and the Wright brothers. I am George Washington Carver, Daniel Webster, Ben Carson, and Jonas Salk. I am Longfellow, Walt Whitman, Thomas Paine, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy. I am the Martin Luther King family. Yes, I am the nation, and these things are the things that I am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom I will spend the rest of my days. May I possess always the integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom and a beacon of hope to the world.
Thank you. the night. Can we try it over? When the night seems to say all hope is lost, gone away, but I know
During the Revolutionary War, the British brought a simple melody here as a musical joke. They used it to describe the ragtag, untrained American troops. But we liked it too, and we used it in every camp and battle. We turned it into a song that the Redcoats regretted. In fact, one British general in the middle of the war said, "I hope I never hear that song again." Oh, but he did. At Yorktown, when the British Army surrendered to General Washington. Today it is a beloved patriotic song sung proudly by millions of Americans, and in 1978, Connecticut adopted it as their official state song. Here is our rendition of Yankee Doodle. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You all may be seated. Just before we play our last song, I want to take a moment to thank everyone that's had a part in making this program happen today. Of course, I want to thank the musicians who participated. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, most of it's a Central Baptist Wind Ensemble with numerous guests. We have six additional folks that joined us today for this concert. We appreciate them coming and all the hard work. They've been practicing every Sunday night through in June, which took some dedication on their part. They had to put up with me for a month. I also like to thank those who have been working behind the scenes to make things happen. We had folks helping us out with advertising for the concert, planning the food, serving the food in the back there, setting up tables and chairs, decorating the sound system, recording it for Facebook. This will be on Facebook also. So just all sorts of other jobs that had to happen to make this a success today. And we really appreciate all the effort everyone put in to make this happen today. Certainly we appreciate all of you coming out to do this. I hope you've enjoyed the concert. We'd love to have you come back and visit us here at the church for a Sunday service if you'd like. And of course, most important thing, we're having hot dogs and apple pie immediately following this, so please stick around for that. I'm going to ask Reverend David Miller if he'd come up. He can give a blessing on the food, give you some instructions on how to go about getting your hot dogs and your apple pie, and then we'll finish out our concert.
Okay, we have food set up back there. Please stay and help us eat this. If you don't, the staff will be eating it every day next week. So, you know, we hate apple pie. It has to be hard for us to do every day next week. The drinks are in the window. Plates and the hot dogs and everything will be right out here on the table. So if you'll just go around the line that way and go through that way. I think there's more than enough hot dogs. If you'll just get one the first time through and the second time, you can get all you want, okay, whatever that means. Let me lead you into asking the Lord to bless our food. Father, we thank you for the afternoon we've spent together, for your love for us and our love for each other. God, we pray that you'll bless our food and our fellowship around the table this afternoon. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I hope you all enjoy the rest of your day as you celebrate the 4th of July with your friends and family. Have a great evening, and thank you all for coming.